This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Blackfeet tribal members are suing the feds over Canada tariffs in the latest action of tribes flexing their sovereign status to oppose new federal policy. The two citizens of the Blackfeet Nation on April 4th filed a lawsuit against the federal government, alleging that the tariffs the Trump administration is imposing on Canada violate the U.S. Constitution and tribal treaty rights. Native American tribes are sovereign entities and have a unique government-to-government relationship with the United States. Montana State Senator Susan Weber, Democrat of Browning, and Jonathan St. Goddard, a rancher on the Blackfeet Reservation, named the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Secretary Kristi Noem, and the United States of America in the lawsuit. The plaintiffs are represented by Monica Trunnell, who ran as a Democrat for Montana's Western Congressional seat in 2022 and 2024. The lawsuit is the latest example of tribes flexing their sovereign status to oppose new federal policy and also one of several legal challenges against President Donald Trump's recent tariff orders. This lawsuit specifically pertains to two executive orders on the U.S.-Canada border and global reciprocal tariffs, and a proclamation that imposes tariffs on steel and aluminum products. The plaintiffs allege the orders violate the U.S. Constitution, which gives Congress, not the President, the power to regulate commerce. Trump declared several national emergencies due to U.S. trade deficits and to the flow of illegal drugs over the northern border, and invoked the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to issue tariffs. But the two Blackfeet citizens say the president had no legal basis to do so, arguing the International Emergency Economic Powers Act statute does not include the power to tariff. A legal group that lists conservative mogul Charles Koch among its supporters filed a similar lawsuit last Thursday related to tariffs on China. Plaintiffs in that lawsuit allege that Trump's use of the national emergency law is illegal. Trump is the first president to use the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to impose tariffs. Complainants in the Montana case further allege the Canada tariffs violate the Jay Treaty, which was signed in 1794 by the U.S. and Great Britain to ease Revolutionary War tensions. While the treaty primarily focuses on the two countries, it also recognized the rights of Native Americans to freely cross over the U.S.-Canada border. It also stipulated that American Indians were not to pay duties or taxes on their own goods when crossing the border. Weber and St. Goddard in court documents allege the Blackfeet tribal community is uniquely harmed by the Canada tariffs. Located in northwest Montana, the Blackfeet Reservation spans about 1.5 million acres and is home to 10,000 people, 33% of whom live below poverty level. The Blackfeet Nation is one of four tribes belonging to the Blackfoot Confederacy. The other three Blackfoot tribes are headquartered across the U.S.-Canada border in Alberta. Per the Jay Treaty, it's not uncommon for members of the Blackfoot Confederacy to cross the border not with a passport, but with a tribal identification card. Weber and St. Goddard in the lawsuit asked the court to enjoin or prohibit Trump's various orders implementing tariffs on Canada. Alternatively, they asked the court to stop tariffs on all commerce and goods at three ports of entry on the U.S.-Canada border or to exempt tribal members from the Canada tariffs. The world's largest beaver dam is so big you can see it from space. In 2007, an ecologist named Jean T. was scanning the Alberta wilderness with Google Earth in an effort to study permafrost thaw in the Canadian wild. But then something unusual appeared on his screen. A beaver dam so huge it was more than twice the length of the Hoover Dam. Located in Wood Buffalo National Park in Alberta, Canada, the world's largest beaver dam is 2,800 feet long. It likely contains thousands of trees and appears to have required the handiwork of at least two separate beaver families. It's believed the beavers began the construction project up to three decades ago. The dam stretches across a remote wetland area. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.